Today is Wednesday, March 25th, 2026, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different, except I don't talk about it 5 days a week. It is whole day for whole grain. It's Manatee Appreciation Day. It's National Little Red Wagon Day, National Medal of Honor Day, and Tolkien Reading Day, or Tolkien. How do you say that? Tolkien. Tolkien. Something. So, yeah, it's been another day. I did a lot today, in fact. I guess some people may have noticed that Monday's show I didn't release until Monday because I just wasn't really feeling like recording on Sunday. And so I recorded it on Monday. One of the first things I did, I think on Monday, was recorded that, which was nice to do it. But, you know, that's what happened. So some of you who listen on your morning commute were not probably able to listen to it on your morning commute because I was still snoozing in bed, but I did put it out, so you got to give me that, because it's still a little bit difficult to, I'm getting better, but it's still a little bit difficult for the consistency to feel like recording, to have something to talk about, etc. So I'm doing the best that I can here. We do have some text messages here. We have a couple from Leo. He says, "Hi, welcome back. I'm glad you seem as if you're doing a lot better. I've only listened to the first episode since you came back and we'll catch up on the rest. As I was curious to see how you were doing and tried to listen to your other show with your friend in Florida. But as you know, I have difficulties with that program. Excited to tune into your show again." And then Leo says, "Since you came back, I will catch up on the rest. Sorry for the typos. I do voice to text. Again, glad you're doing better and back." Well, thank you, Leo. I'm glad I'm doing better, and I'm glad to be back as well. You know, you guys will just be patient with me if I do have to take a day off or, you know, whatever the case may be. But I'm trying for 2 days a week. And we'll see, you know, maybe that'll go up, maybe that'll go down, but I'm going to try to stay consistent weekly. And my brain still thinks I'm doing 5 days a week, according to my intro that I did. But anyway, so what have I been doing? So over the weekend, I'm trying to think what we did on the weekend. We went to see a show on the weekend, and I think I talked about that a little bit. But I didn't talk about what happened at the show. And I'll bring this up briefly. But so it wasn't at the show. We went to the show. The show was fine. My medication that I'm on makes me a little bit restless. So in all honesty, it's a little bit difficult to get through a 2.5 hour show because just different things happen. And You guys may have heard my glasses just went off because Mark just text messaged me. But anyway, so you may have heard message from Mark. So we went to the show and it was Some Like It Hot, which I had never really seen or knew what was about. And it's funny. It's two guys. It's back in the Depression era. They're musicians. They're trying to find a way to make money. They witness a murder. And so they're scared that this mob boss is going to come after them. And they decide to join an all-female band, and they dress up in drag, and they join this all-female band, and it's going to be touring. And so, and it's about them, and they build relationships while they're doing this, and the difficulties of the lie coming out, and, you know, all kinds of stuff. And it's a comedy, so it's funny. And there's actually, you know, I don't know when, Some Like It Hot is, I guess, from the 90s, but the Depression era, one of the guys who dress in drag realizes that he is trans, I believe, at least not, maybe not trans, maybe just across, what do you call someone who, because he doesn't want to transition, but he likes living as a female. So I don't know if there's a different word for that, but regardless, somebody can text or call and let me know what the word for that is. So you're not going to get the change, the operations and all that kind of stuff, but you do enjoy dressing as a female, etc. So he marries a man at the end. Spoiler. And anyway, so we went to see that and nothing really happened there. I was able to get through the whole thing. I was a little bit restless, but I was able to get through all of it. But after the show, so we live in an area that has a college. And so this was, I don't live in the college town, but this was, the show took place in Fayetteville, which is the college town. It's only about 15 minutes away from where we live. So all the college students go to this downtown area where the theater is, and they go to the bars, and that's where they go and do their clubbing and bar hopping and stuff like that. And so anyway, when the show got out, there was a basketball game playing on one of the clubs. There were just a lot of, even though it's spring break, there were a lot of college students that were out and about. And we parked in a parking garage nearby. So we go to the parking garage where we get to the level that our car is on. And there are a couple of guys standing there. One of the guys is standing with his, and this is a parking garage, remember. One of the guys is standing with his back to me, and the door is open. And I realize the guy is peeing on the ground, and it's right next to Mark's car, where I have to walk and get in to the passenger side. And I didn't say anything to him, but he zipped up really quick. I mean, it could be a sexy situation because I got this college guy with his dick out, you know. So, I mean, it could be like, ooh, hubba hubba. But it was kind of gross because, look, I know there are some people and that fall into the camp of liking water sports, let's just say. And I don't have any problem with that. In fact, there are things that I like that some people may think are gross or whatever, but just coming out of a show, getting into my car, even if I were into water sports, if I was someone who was into water sports, I don't want to walk through urine to get to my car, because then you've got pee on the bottom of your shoe and you're getting in the car and the car is going to smell like pee. And Mark doesn't want his car to smell like pee. So here I am tiptoeing around, trying to tiptoe around the urine that's running down the concrete. And I think I was, you know, the thing is, the guy was cute, but it was just irritating. And I think I did miss all of the urine. I was able to get in the car. So that was that. Nothing much happened on Sunday. Sunday was a normal Sunday. Went to church. Came home. We had leftovers for lunch because I'm trying to spend less on food. And normally I would go and pick up food on the way home from church, but I'm trying to reduce my expenses because I'm not going to have a job for a little while. And I want to make sure that I don't live irresponsibly. And so we had leftover chili and then just kind of hung out in the afternoon. Mark does laundry on Sunday afternoon, so he did that. We went to the park, had a little walkie walk, and then just a normal evening. And I cooked, but I don't remember what it was that I cooked. But regardless, I cooked something. And then on Monday, just had a normal day on Monday. I stay at home, so I try to keep myself busy, though. I've been working on, so this UV printer that I got, I was able to create some really cute designs for coasters, for state coasters, so state themed coasters that I can print, and they look really good. And so I would, some people may not like this, but I designed it using ChatGPT, but I'm giving it the prompt. So I'm saying, and I know a lot of people, but I can't, this is a hobby, so I can't pay an artist to come up with this, and I suck. So anyway, they're really cute. I may sell a few on Etsy or something, but I'm not taking money out of the mouths of artists or anything like that, because it's not going to be a full-time thing. And it's just a hobby, really. But if I can make a little bit of money to pay for supplies and stuff like that, that would help out, because I'm not going to be making an income this year. So I worked on that, and I've got about 15 designs right now, 15 different states, but I'm trying to get all 50 states, and then I'm going to put up an Etsy shop, and I'm going to have a travel-themed shop, so it's going to be souvenirs like state-themed coasters. It's going to be luggage tags with QR codes on them. I may do the ducks as well later. That's something I've still got to work on to get the quality where I want it to be. But I'm going to have a travel-themed Etsy store. And who knows? Like I said, someday I may go to the local farmer's market and sell my wares at the local farmer's market. So I did that. And then today, which I'm recording on Tuesday, I did a lot. Oh my gosh. I got up. I rode the bike. I did a little walk around the neighborhood. Took a shower. Then I had to have a call with my former boss because it was my exit interview. She told me that I looked sick. It was so, why would you tell someone? It is so rude to be like, are you doing okay? You look sick. Like, just don't say that to people unless they tell you they're sick or something. I'm not sick. I'm fine. So that went okay. I did my taxes. Oh, I had to pay so much. All right, well, I got to end it there. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.